Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and today, with the Lord's help, we will conclude the final thoughts I'd like to share with you on Psalm 16. And we were actually just looking, although I shared the whole psalm with you, the last, very last verse, which is a promise that I've always loved. Let me just share it with you again. Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And I suggest that we can interpret that not just for our present life, because there's a joy that comes in serving God. That's what He's wanting for our lives, beloved, fullness of joy. And certainly, when we are with the Lord, there are joys and glories and experiences that are beyond our imagination. That's the Word of God. I have not seen nor ear hath heard the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. So even if you have a wonderful imagination, you can't even begin to fathom, to understand, to comprehend the things that are ahead for His people. And if that should not fill you with joy, beloved, what did Nehemiah say to the people of God? He said, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." And it's impossible if we can't be murmuring and we can't be complaining. If joy really fills our heart, and that's an ingredient that is so missing from today's world, no one's joyful. Oh, they may have brief moments of happiness. You know, you watch all the commercials, they look like they're just, you know, having the time of their life. Well, that's just all good acting. But the real joy, true joy, only comes from those who know the Savior. In thy presence is fullness of joy. This is the satisfaction of the human soul and spirit, to be in the presence of God. Nothing surpasses that. God's presence gives us rest. In Exodus 33 and 14, the Lord said, and He said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Remember, the Lord, many times He was going to destroy the people of God, and Moses interceded. And of all the things He could have said, "I will give you wisdom, I will give you discernment, I will give you understanding." No, just think now of what Moses had to do. If you've been in ministry or had responsibilities or even taking care of a home, you have personal responsibilities. We all have. He says, "I'll be with you and I'll give you rest." We need rest today. This world is just going, it's just spinning out of control. It really is. And yes, we need discernment. Yes, we need wisdom. But perhaps the greatest thing is to have a peace and a rest that passes understanding. Of all the things He could have said, we need rest from our labors. That's what faith, you know, we cease from our own labors and enter into the rest of God. And so He's going to give us rest. Hallelujah. God's presence is so real and it's so precious, especially when we're going through difficult times. He gives comfort in trials. In Isaiah 43 and 2, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." I remember back in 1984, it was Halloween, and as early evening came upon us, he started feeling really badly, and he was going into a major heart attack. We had just a short way from the hospital. I drove in there, but I remember, I mean, it was a very it was a traumatic time. It was a time of crisis. And I remember I sang that verse of Isaiah, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, like the three Hebrew children, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Are you in the fire? Is it hot? Yes, but you will not be destroyed. Remember, the king saw one like under the Son of Man, a fourth figure with them, the three Hebrew children in the fire, and they were there wasn't even a trace of smoke, a smell of smoke on their garments. And so he wants us to have joy in his presence with that knowledge that he is with us. Full, not just joy, fullness of joy. In Psalm 21 and 6, speaking of the king, "Thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance." The blessing of the Lord looking upon you with favor, with mercy. Psalm 5 and 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Hallelujah. And then Peter actually, at Pentecost, he began quoting Psalm 16. He said, "Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance." And let me give you a couple more New Testament passages. Ephesians 3:19 says, "And to know," this is Paul prayed a absolutely beautiful prayer for the Ephesian church and all believers since that time, "that we could know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge." We can't fully understand how great God's love is for us. You know, I've read innumerable books where people would be transported to the presence of God, or they'd go to heaven, not sometimes by death, sometimes just being transported there. And the thing that stands out the most when they see the Lord, there is such love in his presence, such love in his eyes. It is beyond description. And so Paul goes on to say in that verse, "to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." In other words, God's Spirit so filling us, so flowing through all that we are, every portion, our body, soul, and spirit, that we would have that same, it's the excellency of the power is of God, it's not of us, but that we would know God's love and his purpose, his desire for his people, that we can be bearers of light, bearers of goodness, bearers of the good news to everyone we contact and come in connection with. And I don't know where I heard this, picked it up, but preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. Okay, there's certainly a place for apology, and by that I mean a defense of the faith and words, but there's a time just for action, and that speaks louder than words. Words can, you know, words are cheap, as they say today. The world says that. And then Jude 24, "And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling," won't you be encouraged by that? But you say, "Well, you don't know how many times I've stumbled and fallen," but he's able to keep you as you keep your eyes on him. As you set the Lord always before for you, you shall not be moved. David said that, and he experienced it. He spoke truth. He penned those immortal words for all of us to hear and read in the ages that passed since that hit the time that he was alive. So he's unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Praise God. And then let's just take a little bit of time to look at that final verse. "In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." And this speaks not only of our eternal heritage, but also of the joy and the blessings we can experience in this life. Psalm 36 and 8 says, "They shall be abundantly satisfied. Not they shall be satisfied, but they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, the richness, the abundance, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. He's going to make sure we drink. He's going to make sure we experience the wonderful things. You know, it probably rejoices the Father's heart, because even Jesus, he said, he didn't know when the Father was going to send him back. But what joy must fill the Father's heart, knowing the wonderful things that will delight us, that will cause us to rejoice, just the exquisite presence of being in the presence of God. We cannot put into human words. People that have gone to heaven, had that experience, there is no way they can describe it. They say words are inadequate. They simply cannot, in human language, portray the glories of that condition, that state of being with the Lord. So thou shalt make them to drink of the rivers of thy pleasure. And Matthew 25 and 34, this is at the, you know, the great white throne judgment, Revelation 21, verses 4 to 5. He says to the sheep, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The wicked will go to everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." And in 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 8, I won't take the time to read, but we're to comfort one another with these words. 2 Corinthians 5 and 8, "We are confident, I say, and willing, rather, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord." And then in 1 Peter 1 through 8, "Ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." And beloved, faith will give us joy. Are we ready to meet the Lord? Are we experiencing the fullness of our salvation? Hallelujah. Praise God. God is so good. And I think I can squeeze in one more scripture, John 15 and 11. "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Praise God. That's what the Lord wants for us. Yes, trials and battles along the way, but being filled with His joy will make all that we go through enable us to carry His burden, and His burden is easy, His yoke is light. Let's enter into that rest. That's my prayer for you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.